Well, the late Dr. Oliver Sacks earned worldwide acclaim for his writings about people with neurological disorders. His book, Awakenings, was made into an Oscar-nominated film in 1990. Well, now, for the first time, an adaptation of Sacks' work is depicting him, accurately, as a gay man. It's an opera based on Awakenings, running in St. Louis till the end of the week. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, it was written by two of Sacks' longtime friends, who finally feel free to tell his full story.
Oliver Sacks published more than a dozen books about patients with rare conditions, like musical hallucinations or the inability to recognize faces. But it wasn't until his memoir, rushed to the presses months before he died from cancer in 2015, that he shared with the public something he'd kept private since childhood. He was gay.
Because he did that, I think it really made it possible for me to write this opera.
That's composer Tobias Picker, a friend of Sacks.
The fact that he came out meant that I could really write, we could really write about him as we knew him.
In a sense, Picker is returning the favor. Sacks wrote about him, theorizing about a connection between Picker's Tourette syndrome and his composition style. When Sacks published Awakenings in 1973, he was still 42 years away from coming out. Now, Picker says he's portraying his friend the way he wanted to be seen.
He wanted the world to know who he really was as much as possible. That became integral to telling the story.
I am no longer the man I was, but I have not truly awakened yet.
Awakenings depicts Sacks' treatment of patients with encephalitis lethargica. They had basically been asleep for years. He gave them a Parkinson's drug, and they started to wake up. Here's a scene from a workshop performance of the opera. A patient has just talked for the first time in decades, to the surprise of his mother.
My son is talking, my son is standing.
Dr. Sacks, I am glad you chose me to receive your magic.
The opera augments the real-life story by including a triangle of unrequited love among Sacks, a fellow doctor, and a patient, all men. It also includes a flashback to something Sacks described in his memoir. When he was a teenager, his mother learned he was gay and was enraged. Tobias Picker says her rejection is key to understanding Sacks, why he had such great empathy for patients whose conditions made them outsiders. To help tell this story, Picker turned to his husband, also a friend of Sacks. R.E.A. Lev Stolman is a novelist who had never written a libretto, but he had another qualification.
As a physician interested in neurological disorders, I just felt that was something I could do.
Stolman's day job is as a neuroradiologist at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Like Sacks, he's an expert in ailments of the brain. And like Sacks, he grew up in a family of Orthodox Jews and wrestled with whether and when to come out.
I think as a gay man, I also had a struggle with, you know, how I'm going to live my life. Am I going to pretend my whole life or have a life that's filled with love, which I have? So to me, it is actually a very personal aspect of this story.
The continued persecution of LGBTQ people means that leaving the closet can still be a scary thing. Baritone Jarrett Porter plays Sacks.
I guess in my generation, I felt late to coming out as a gay man. I just turned 29, so I understand that that's very different than Oliver, who came out when he was in his 80s. But I certainly understand that struggle.
Perhaps one day, when I've lived long enough,
Oliver Sacks did find love. For the last 6 years of his life, he was in his first real relationship, a happy match with the writer Bill Hayes. Sacks, the great storyteller, finally devised a happy ending for himself. For Here and Now, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.